Hello and welcome. Welcome everyone. Thank you everyone who has already joined. You are live on the line for our very special telephone town hall meeting we have for you today with SEIU Local 503. Again, thank you everyone for joining. We'll get started here shortly. We are very excited today. We are simulcasting this presentation in five different languages today. So very excited. We'll get started here shortly. Just give us a chance to dial out to everyone in all of those languages. So again, hello and welcome. Welcome everyone to this very special telephone town hall meeting we have for you today with SEIU Local 503. Thank you all so much for joining us here live on the line. Want to get everyone on the line before jumping into our topic today. So bear with me. And again, if you are just joining, welcome. You are live on the line today for our SEIU Local 503 telephone town hall meeting. We're here to update you today as well as answer your questions. With that being said, if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, please press zero on the keypad on your phone. You can do that now or at any time throughout the forum. We'll be taking your questions live a little bit later in the forum, but if you'd rather not go live, that's fine. Still press zero, still get your question in line. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. So again, I'll go through this probably one more time. Thanks everyone for your patience as we are dialing out to thousands of members today. So again, hello and welcome. Everyone, if you are just joining, you're live on the line for this SEIU Local 503 telephone town hall meeting we have for you today. Thanks, everyone, so much for joining us. Again, a reminder, if you have a question, comment, or concern, please press zero on the keypad on your phone. We'll hear some reports and information first, a lot of information coming your way. Stay on the line. You don't want to miss out. And then after that information, we'll get to your questions. If you have a question already, don't hesitate to press zero on the keypad on your phone. Get it in line. If you come up with a question as you're hearing our reports and information, please press zero on the keypad on your phone. Then, and we'll get you queued up. As I said, we're going live, but if you'd rather not go live, that's fine. So press zero, just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air, whatever's most comfortable with you. And with that, it is now my pleasure to officially get us started off today. I'd like to turn this over to the Executive Director of SEIU Local 503, Melissa Unger. Please officially get us started.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here today to talk about this contract once again. My name is Melissa Unger, and I am the Executive Director of SEIU Local 503. And we're going to have a variety of speakers. A couple speakers join me today. Patty Falkenstein, a personal support worker and co-chair of the home care bargaining team, who just worked very hard to make sure that this contract is a good contract for our members. And Mallory Hagel, the director of our care provider division, is going to be here too to answer some questions as we go through this contract. And I'm excited that there's over 1,000 people who have joined to talk about this. The purpose of this call is that we have a deal with management on a new contract, and the agreement represents a $150 million investment into the essential work that home care workers and personal support workers do across the state, and just a recognition of the respect we deserve as care providers. Now, we know that we need to continue to do more, but this is a big step in the right direction. It's a culmination of 2 years of hard work, which really started with your all input into the bargaining surveys over a year ago, and the activism during the legislative process, in the election process, and back in November, and then again through the winter and the spring, and then your voices targeting very specific DHS at the end of towards the end of this contract made a huge difference. And then, of course, the member elected bargaining team who worked hours and hours and hours on this contract really helped make sure that it's the contract that our members need in this moment. So we're going to share the details of this contract and then talk about the next steps in the process and have time for you to ask questions so you can get the details you need. So at any point during this call, you can press zero to ask a question, and you'll be connected with an operator who will take your question. And while you're in queue to ask that, to get the question asked, you will be able to hear the call ongoing. So don't forget, at any point during the call, you can press zero to ask a question to make sure that you get the answers you need about this contract. So I now have the honor to pass it to Patty Falkenstein, who is a personal support worker leading, who led this the home care personal support worker bargaining team as a co-chair. Patty.
Hey, thanks, Melissa. I'm very happy to be here today to speak with our members about this new contract. As Melissa said, it's a very exciting deal that represents a significant investment in home care and personal support worker programs. More importantly, it represents the culmination of 2 years of hard work from so many people. Back at the beginning of the year, thousands of SEIU 503 members took bargaining surveys, which set the priorities for our bargaining team. We took those ideas in the negotiations with management. Over the course of the year, thousands of members took action to support this campaign, whether that was lobbying legislators to fund the program during the legislative session or participating in actions targeting DHS while negotiations were happening. This support means everything and has been a huge impact on the outcome of the contract. Your member-elected bargaining team also did a ton of work over the course of a few months. I want to take a moment now before we go into the details of the new contract to say thank you to my fellow members of the bargaining team. They volunteered over 130 hours of time over many months to make sure this contract was the best it could be. They include Joy Willman, Holly Garland, D. Carter Joffrey, Terry Hayden, Sally Cumberworth, Alice Redding, Avery Horton, Crystal Dejarnak, Gary Fletcher, and the other co-chair of the bargaining team, Rebecca Sandoval. I'd also like to acknowledge our team spokesman, Keith Quick, and our bargaining field organizer, Jackie Salgado, and strategist Lucy Whitesell. Thank you all for your work over the last few months. And let's take a moment and savor this victory for care providers, because it's a big one. As I mentioned before, this new contract is really exciting. It includes hazard pay, significant pay increases, system improvements to address late pay issues, stronger union rights, safety measures, and more. We have been telling the state that care is essential and demanding that workers are protected, respected, and paid for the essential services we provide. This year, they heard us loud and clear. This result is a contract of all of us coming together with a single voice and demanding to be heard. Because of the money invested in our states by President Biden for COVID relief with the American Rescue Plan, we were able to achieve historic gains for care providers. The gains we made in this contract are only possible because we are together in union. So thank you all again. Now I'd like to pass it back to Melissa to share some specifics about what we won.
Melissa, are you there?
Yeah, I was totally there, just speaking on mute. Sorry, everyone. Sorry about that. I was telling you all that you could ask questions by pushing zero, and you can be connected with an operator who will take your question, and you can continue to be connected and listen to the call while you're doing that. We see there's questions coming in, and we are going to get to them in a minute. What I'm going to do is just do a quick top-line summary of the tentative agreement, and then we'll get to all of those questions. The first thing, and something that I think is just really exciting, is that folks will be receiving a $2,000 hazard paycheck on December 1st. You know, we know that the state didn't see fit to compensate workers for additional risks that we took during the COVID pandemic, and we tried to make the case time and time again that that was a mistake, and it wasn't right. So we made sure to prioritize to address it in our contract and in the legislature. We were thrilled to announce that all home care and personal support workers who worked during the first two waves of the pandemic, March 2020 to April 2021, will qualify for hazard paychecks of at least $2,000, and the checks will be issued to folks who have active provider numbers as of December 1st. So that is it's in the works. It's going to happen. To qualify, a worker must have worked between the hours of March 2020 and April 2021, and have an active provider number as of December 1st, 2021, the date of the payment. So that is what people have to do if qualified. There's you had to have worked hours during that time period, and you can qualify as long as you have an active provider number. And we're excited to see that money come in right before the holidays. In terms of raises, every contract, our union fights to raise our wages because we believe that care jobs should be good jobs. And this contract will bring the base pay rate up to $17.77 by the end of the contract, which is a 12.7% raise over the next 15 months. This includes a 5.7% raise on January 2022, which will bring your base pay up to $16.67 per hour, and a 6.7% raise on January 2023, which will bring the base pay up to $17.77 per hour. So we're really excited to be able to see those significant increases. We know we still have work to do, and that we still have raises to win to make sure that care jobs are respected like they should, but we think that that is good, strong progress. In addition, we want an agreement to begin an automatic pay increase system. It's often referred to as STEP system, starting in 2023. This will be transformative change that recognizes workers for their experiences and allows people to make a career out of this work. It will also improve worker retention, which means there will be more experienced care providers available to help consumers in need. And that program isn't completely hashed out, but we want a commitment that there will be automatic pay raises that will go into effect based off of people's the time that they've spent being a caregiver before. And so more details to come as we continue to work out the details on that program, but that will be a piece of our next contract that we're very excited about. And the team is really committed to making sure there was a commitment to building. And once again, don't forget you can press zero at any time if you have a question. We will be doing Q&A in just a few minutes, so get your questions in now. You know, the other thing that, you know, we've heard from members time and time again is that nothing is more disrespectful than not getting paid on time. And it's also, it's not just disrespectful, it's scary. We know that people depend on their paycheck in their bank account to pay their rent, to pay their bills, and to make sure that their family has the resources they need to get through a month. So it's scary. And in this contract, your bargaining team pushed for and won a solution that will hopefully make sure that pay errors are corrected more quickly. So starting now, the state will process payroll daily, which means if there's an error and you miss a paycheck, you can get it corrected the next day instead of waiting until the next payday. That is a really big deal. And so that is an important piece of this contract. This change in combination with system improvements and the penalty for late pay that we won in our last contract should go a long way in addressing this very serious problem. We also know that it continues to be a problem and that it's something that we need the state to step up and continue to work to solve. And so we will continue to, this is one step in the right direction, but we know we have continued work to do to make sure that this issue is resolved. Well, the other thing that we've heard and that's become more of an issue in the last two contracts is just the people talking about their health and safety. Now, it's always been a top priority, but our members have really lifted it up to how do we focus on pushing the state to provide more protections from harassment and other unsafe conditions that workers may face in consumers' homes. And this contract makes big steps, including allowing case managers to share, with the consumer's consent, safety issues with workers before the worker begins working with a consumer. Improving the reporting process and requiring case managers to report back to workers, if possible, on the outcome of a reported issue. And requiring the Oregon Home Care Commission to provide a monthly report of issues to SEIU 503, giving our union more information to improve health and safety policies over time. This has taken a lot of work, members sharing their stories of times that they have felt unsafe and really convincing the state that this was a priority. I just really want to do a shout out to the folks, the many, like, just brave people who have come forward, shared their issues so that the bargaining team could prioritize this in bargaining. It's that we still have work to do, but these are really huge step forward in making sure that workers have more power in this situation where there can be safety issues brought up. On union rights, we want an improved grievance process and clarification around workers' rights when someone is facing a potential provider number termination. These changes will improve your union's ability to protect your rights in the event that you need help or that you need someone to have your back. those are all big areas. We did a couple of other things that are additional, like kind of additional compensation. You know, we know that home care workers often don't get a day off when a holiday comes because you're caring for someone who needs support all the time. Starting in 2023, if you work on July 4th, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, you will get paid time and a half for the first 8 hours you work. This is not, you know, we are trying to make sure that this is a profession, and we are going to continue to fight for full holiday recognition, and this is a huge step in that direction. So if you work on July 4th, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, starting in 2023, you will be paid for time and a half for the first 8 hours you work. On mileage reimbursement, effective on January 1st, 2022, which is this coming January, increases in mileage reimbursement to 56 cents per mile. So really increasing it to the same federal standard that other workers get reimbursed to. And then a parking reimbursement effective January 1st, 2022 would create a bank of money to pay for parking reimbursement. For instance, this is a big deal when a consumer lives in downtown Portland and free parking is not available. Now, all of these things are pieces for how do we build the home care and personal support work to be a job where people can stay in it, that they get the respect that they deserve, and that they get the same benefits and same pay systems that other workers get. And we are continuing to make progress to that. And that goes really to the hard work of our 2021 home care and personal support bargaining team. So if you know them, give them a big shout out. But at the same time, it goes to all the different pieces of action that members took. I mean, really, I think the big win we got on late pay in terms of making sure that is processed and turned around the next day has so much to do with workers taking action on Facebook and doing other things. So members took action for the last year, starting with filling out your bargaining survey to make this possible. SEIU 503 is a member-ran union, and every 2 years, our members elect a bargaining team of your peers to carry out these negotiations, which was the home care and personal support bargaining team. And with support from your union staff, your bargaining team fought for all of these priorities that you all put at centered in your bargaining surveys last fall. And, you know, this is the work that you all did and your bargaining team led on, it really has led to one of the best contracts in the history of our union for home care workers in just one bargaining cycle. So again, thank you, Patty, for your hard work. And thank you for everyone who has put in the hours and hours of their time on the bargaining team. And thank you for everyone on this call who's here just to learn, but also for you who took action, because it is every step of that action that we're able to push some of these things that we have not been able to win, but have been brought up for years and years and years. So it's that action that really put this over the edge. And I also want to just say thanks to all the staff who supported all of this work throughout our entire union, because it took so much to get here. So I'm excited now to take all of your questions. I see that there's a lot. So excited to be able to take your questions, and we'll start getting to them. I'm going to pass it to Allison to start asking the questions that we're going to go over.
Thank you so much, Melissa. So much great information, and absolutely, if you have your questions coming in, keep them coming by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. Today, we are super excited. We are simulcasting this conversation in 5 languages. So our first question comes from our Spanish simulcast, comes from Alejandra in Salem. And the question says, I started working in May. Do I qualify for the $2,000 check? And again, that's Alejandra.
If you started working in May of 2021, you likely do not qualify. You had to have worked hours between March 2020 and April 2021. I want to take a couple other notes about this hazard pay check, is you do not need to take any action. If at some point you believe you qualify and you do not get it, at that point you will want to contact us, but you do not need to take any action right now to receive it. Also, to note that the hazard pay check is taxed. So it will be taxed as income. So those are 2 things to note about the check. You had to have worked hours between March of 2020 and April of 2021, and to have an active provider number as of December 1st, 2021, which is the date of the payment to be able to receive it. Mallory or Patty, do you guys have anything to add to that?
No, that sounds great.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much. Let's keep going right to our next question. We have Eric, who's live on our English simulcast. Eric in Martas, you're live. Please go ahead with your question.
You guys sent me an email on October 6th saying that I was supposed to get a ballot for voting, and I have not received that ballot.
Yeah, hi, Eric. Melissa's all right if I take this one.
Yep, go right ahead.
The ballots have not been mailed yet. They won't be mailed for another week or so. So you should keep an eye on your mail for that. You can also have until the end of today to vote online for the contract. But we'll talk about ratification a little bit later on in the call. But the reason you don't have a ballot in the mail is because they have not been mailed out yet.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks, Eric, for asking that question. We're seeing that a few times. All right, let's get Raquel up live next in Lincoln City. Raquel, you're live. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning, everyone. And I just want to first of all thank all the bargaining people that helped and went to all that trouble that they've gone through. And I just want to thank everybody. Also, my question is for that hazard pay. Is there a certain cap of number of hours that a caregiver has to have worked during that time?
Nope, that's a great question. No, the answer is no. If you worked hours between March 2020 and April 2021, you will be eligible for the $2,000 hazard paycheck. And so that's how it works. And just a couple of notes, I just want to keep saying this. It's March 2020 to April 2021. You must have an active provider number on December 1st, 2021, when it will be issued, and the hazard paycheck is taxed. So those are just a couple of notes about it, but there's no minimum hours.
Great. Thanks so much, Melissa. Thanks, Raquel. All right, let's hop back to our Spanish simulcast now. This question comes from Honorina in Milton. Says, I have not received the coupons to report hours. I have not received payment since September. And that's from Honorina.
I believe, Honorina, this is a really important question, and it's because of a change, assuming that you're a home care worker, a change in the way that payroll is working. Mallory, do you want to talk through a little bit about what the next steps to make sure that she gets paid and gets on the correct system?
Yeah, so with the rollout of the new provider time capture system, there's definitely been a big change in how people are entering their time. So you hopefully have had an opportunity to see some of the trainings. You can check those out on the OHCC website. But if you have not been paid since September, the number one thing that you need to do is call the member assistance center at the union. That's 844-503-7348. There have been, lots of folks know this, there have been a lot of challenges with the rollout of the provider time capture system. That is not a secret. But if you're ever paid late for any reason, you need to call the member assistance center because that's going to be the way where you're going to be able to get help. It also helps us keep track of how many times this is happening and if the same thing is happening to a lot of different people to create a way where we can find, we can push the state for a longer-term solution. So if you are not getting paid when you should be getting paid, you need to call the member assistance center at 844-503-7348.
Excellent.
Call that number. I just wanted to repeat, please call that number if you're having any challenges getting paid. It's just really important, and they can help also set you up for trainings for the provider time capture system if you have not been set up or been using that system, because we moved to provider time capture in the month of September. So it sounds like your problem could be coincided with the provider time capture change. So please call that number.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And thanks, Honorina, for joining us on the Spanish simulcast. One more from the Spanish simulcast. Before we come back to our English side, this one comes from Eva in Eugene. She says, on August 29th, I took a COVID test after somebody I worked with was exposed. It was negative, but I wanted to know if this test would be reimbursed because I paid for it myself. I've made several calls, but no one has answered. And then a second question, this $2,000, will I qualify because I had to take some time off? And I'm not back to work yet, but I will be returning to work. And again, that's from Eva.
Both good questions. On your COVID test, the only place that you would be able to get reimbursed for a COVID test is through your insurance. So there's no system set up for home care personal support workers to get reimbursed because of a COVID test outside of their insurance. Depending on what type of insurance you have, you should definitely reach out to them to see if it's a covered expense and if it's something that you can get reimbursed for since you paid out of pocket. But there's nothing within the state that would reimburse you for a COVID test. As for the hazard pay check, just to repeat it, if you have an active provider number as of December 1st, and you worked any hours between March 2020 and April 2021, you will be eligible for that payment. So it sounds like, you know, without having tons of details, it sounds like you would be eligible if you worked between March 2020 and April 2021 and you have an active provider number as of December 1st.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And thanks, Eva. All right, let's take Gil live now in Happy Valley. Gil, you are live. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, my question is, can we get the contract copy?
A copy
you want
of
a
the
copy
contract?
Of the contract?
Yes. What is
yeah,
new?
Yep. There will be summaries. There's summaries available, and there'll be summaries of what the new things in the contract are. It does, you know, the contract is a big document. It does take some time to be able to go through and update it with all the agreements that came up with the bargaining team. But we will be starting that work right after the contract gets ratified. And once we do that, we will get copies of the contract for people who want them. And it will also be online. Right now, all what we have is a summary of the changes that are available online. So that is what I would, but the contract will become available after we get it all updated with the state.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And thanks, Gil. All right. As I keep reminding you, we are simulcasting in multiple languages. This next question comes from our Vietnamese simulcast from Yen. It says, I'm a caretaker. I'm aware I need to take classes by March of next year, but I cannot speak English and I do not know how to take classes online. Do you have classes in Vietnamese? And what would happen if I don't take these classes? And again, that's from Yen.
That's a great question, Yen. Yes, there. If you you can definitely get classes in other languages, and they are available. So once again, there's two different ways to be able to learn about the different classes and how to get what you need in the different classes. One is to call that number that Mallory gave earlier, which is the Member Assistance Center. They can help with issues relating to both the training partnership and our union contract. So it's 1-844-503-7348. So that is 1-844-503-7348. So go ahead and call them, and they can make sure to set you up with the information you need to be able to take the training in Vietnamese. It's definitely available. The important question you just asked, I think I want to also say, is what happens if you do not take these classes? These classes are mandatory. The legislature passed a bill that says that every home care and personal support worker needs to take these classes. So if you do not take the classes, you could be at risk of losing your provider number. So to everyone on this call who has not taken the classes, please go and sign up for your classes. In addition to calling that phone number, you can also go to CareWell, SEIU503.org. That's CareWell, 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 SEIU503.org. And you can learn about it. And right now, if you take the class, you get your stipend, and you would be entered into a weekly and monthly drawing to win up a prize up to $1,000 if you take the class in this month or next month. So I encourage you to go sign up today. You can sign up online at CareWell SEIU 503, or you can call 1-844-503-7348. And no matter what language you speak or assistance you need, they will make sure you have access to take that class.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So glad to have the opportunity to reach out to so many people in their languages. All right, let's go back to Cheryl now in Portland. Cheryl, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, my question is reimbursement for traveling with your clients. does everybody get reimbursed gas mileage, or do we have to sign up for it? How does that work?
That is a great question, Cheryl. I'm going to see if Mallory or Patty know the answer, because I do not know it off the top of my head.
I can go ahead and take that. This is Patty. So if you're a personal support worker, the mileage that you're going to be allotted is determined by the assessment that the consumer takes. So when you sign your authorization, the case manager will talk to you about, you know, how many miles you might take the consumer, or where you're going to go, or those kinds of things. And you'll know when you have your authorization that that's the amount of mileage that you're allowed. For home care, I believe that it works the same way. You're allotted a certain amount of miles to do certain things, but it has to be through the case manager, and it's directly tied to the needs of the consumer. So you don't get to just, you know, drive your consumer around and just put in for reimbursement. That's not how it works. It's set up beforehand and arranged in advance. Hope that helps.
All right. Thanks so much. We're getting some clicking from your line, Patty. So I think we got the information. Melissa, Mallory, can you confirm?
Yeah, I mean, I think the summation of it is that the increase to mileage goes to folks who are already receiving mileage, or whatever the amount of miles are already allotted, though that's the miles that will get the increase. What we want in the contract is not necessarily an increase to the number of miles that a person would get, or folks qualifying for more of those. So you should already know on your consumer's assessment how many or where you're able to qualify for miles. And those miles now are just worth more money to you, so you'll get a higher reimbursement rate.
Before we go back to getting more questions, I just wanted to repeat, we got a couple of requests for people to hear the phone number again. So I just want to repeat the phone number. The phone number to call if you're having challenges getting paid, if you need more information about the training program, both of those things is 1-844-503-7348. That is 1-844-503-7348, and that's our member assistance center. So please call that phone number if you're having challenges with your payments, getting paid on time, or if you if you're not able to get the information you need about training from the online resources.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks for that number again. All right. Now, I'm seeing a lot of questions come in here, so I'm going to see if we can have Mallory talk about it. A lot of questions coming in on the paychecks, pay stubs. Mallory, you can explain it. The timesheets, there we go. Can you reiterate the PTC answer?
Yeah, I think that there have been a lot of challenges with the rollout of the provider time capture system, and clearly folks have a lot of questions. And the number one thing that you can do with those, if you are not getting paid, is to call the Member Assistance Center that Melissa just reiterated at 844-503-7348. There are instructions, and if you are just looking for a little bit of help on how to fill it out, there are FAQs and videos available on the OHCC website, and I believe linked to the union website as well. But if you're encountering problems with getting paid, you should call the phone number at SEIU, which is 844-503-7348. You
excellent.
Also have
thanks
the option
so
to – oh, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's go back to your live questions. Again, we're just going to take as many as we can in the time we have today. Let's get Maria in Portland live. Maria, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Oh, I'd like to ask you about last year I had one client who passed away, and I have to wait like 1 month to have another one. So I'm thinking about, but I was still working, but I have just like maybe 1 month to find somebody else. So if I be able to get these $2,000.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a really good question. So I see a lot of questions on the hazard pay issue. So I'm just going to just take an opportunity because it's a good question. If you worked any hours between March 2020 and April 2021, you are eligible for the hazard pay payment. There is nothing that you need to do to take action to be able to get that money. They are going to look at the records and pay anyone who worked hours between March 2020 and April 2021. Even if you have a gap in hours, you still are eligible if you worked hours during those months. And you and they will pay you if you have an active provider number on December 1st, 2021. So as long as you have an active provider number and you worked hours during those months, you will be eligible for the payment, and you do not need to take action. There's not an application. It will automatically be a part of, you will automatically get paid. It will come differently than your regular paycheck. It will not just be added to your regular paycheck, but it will be paid in the way that you get your regular paycheck. But it will not be just added to your regular paycheck. And the other note I think is important is that it is taxed. So those are the details. It's the timeline is December 1st, and these are all really good questions about this. And you know, we'll continue to send out information. But you can have a gap in your hours or switch consumers during that time period of March 2020 to April 2021, and you still will be eligible for the $2,000 check on December 1st as long as you have an active provider number.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Covered a lot of those questions that we see coming in right now. All right. Next, let's get Kayla live right now. Kayla, you are live. Please go ahead with your question.
So with the base rate increasing, my question is for those of us that have clients with special needs, so have an increase of pay and have our enhanced certification, will that be going up as well along with the base pay?
The simple answer is yes. The base pay, you know, the enhanced payments are on top of the base pay. So as the base pay goes up, your pay will go up overall. So, yes. I don't know if Patty or Mallory, if you have anything to add to that, but that's the simplest answer to your question.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Kayla. Okay. Let's get next to Mary live in Grant Pass. Mary, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, I wanted to find out. I had received several, texts on my phone regarding voting. So I went ahead and voted. How do I know that, or how do we know that our vote counted if I didn't get a response on my vote?
I think if you voted online, you should, you know, if you voted online and it went through, it definitely counted. I don't know, Mallory, if there's any other kind of notification that people get.
Yeah, I think right now, if you voted online, it went through. I don't believe there's a follow-up notification. We haven't counted the votes yet, but I will say that I believe at this point almost 3,000 people have already voted online, though we still have so make sure you get your votes in today for the rest of you that are planning on voting online. But I don't believe there's a confirmation email. So if you voted online and it went through, then your vote counted. I would not worry about it. Though the vote count itself won't happen until later in November after the mail ballots have all gone out and come back in.
Great. Thanks so much, Mallory. Thanks, Mary, for your question. All right. Melissa, why don't you jump in here and reiterate some of the most important things that we're just seeing again and again.
Great. Thank you for that. I think that, one, I just want to repeat, I think, why there's so many questions around hazard pay is just because it is a big deal. And so I want to just congratulate everyone for all the work that went into winning this hazard pay. But just to repeat this, there is no action that you need to take at this moment to get the $2,000 hazard pay check on December 1st. That check will happen or that payment will happen if you worked between March 2020 and April 2021. And the payment will happen on December 1st. And as long as you have an active provider number on December 1st, you will get
paid that payment if you work between March 2020 and April 2021. The payment will be separate than your check or your payment for regular pay, but it will come and it will be taxed. So those are a couple of notes about your payment. You can have missed hours, you can have switched clients, all of those things are possible if you worked hours. Any hours between March 2020 and April 2021, you should be eligible for that payment, and you do not need to take any action. It will come separate from your regular monthly paychecks, and it is taxed. So that's one big question that we've been given a lot of things. The other thing that I think has come up on this call, which makes a lot of sense, is some ongoing challenges with the provider time capture system, the change that home care workers have been working under over the last month to switch from a voucher payment system to a provider time capture system. This has been confusing, and it has been a really difficult rollout from the Department of Human Services. If you are not getting paid, or if you're having challenges with the provider time capture system, please call 1-844-503-7348. That is 1-844-503-7348. That is the SEIU Member Assistance Center. We want to make sure that people are getting paid. They are tracking concerns, and they're trying to lift them up to DHS to get help. So I'm going to repeat that number again, 1-844-503-7348. You can also get information about provider time capture by going to the Oregon Home Care Commission website and the SEIU 503 website. But don't hesitate to call that phone number. The other question that we heard some about tonight is that the need for workers to take training. There was a bill passed a couple of years ago in the Oregon legislature that mandates all home care and personal support workers to take training. That training is going on right now. The best way to sign up for that training is to go to CareWell, SEIU 503. That's CareWell, CareWell, SEIU503.org, and sign up for that mandatory training. You can get that training in whatever language you need. So go to that website and you can sign up. You can also, if you get the training now, you can be eligible to win a win prizes up to $1,000 by getting into the queue and getting that training in this year. So sign up today to get into the training so that you, one, get your stipend for taking the training. You get a stipend for taking the training, but then also are entered into a weekly and monthly prizes if you get into that training now. So that is CareWell. SEIU503.org. If you're having a problem with the website, you can call that same number I just said, 1-844-503-7348. That's 1-844-503-7348. I want to also just repeat one other thing about the hazard pay. I saw a question about this. No matter who you care for, so if you care for a child, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a neighbor, no matter who you care for, if you have hours, you are eligible for that hazard pay payment. I think those are some of the questions, and then I just want to repeat this because I think this is a really exciting part of the contract, that right now, under this contract, your base rate will go up to $17.77 per hour over the next 15 months. So on January 2022, you will get a 5.7% raise, which will bring your base pay up to $16.67. And on January 2023, you will get a 6.7% raise, which brings your base rate up to $17.77 per hour. And a congratulations to everyone, every member who took action and every member who did good work to win this contract. I'm now going to pass it over to Mallory to just finish off and talk about what ratification looks like and how you can vote on this great contract. Mallory, you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you all so much for your questions and sticking with us through this whole contract campaign. The very last step in the process is to ratify the contract, and ratifying the contract merely means that the members of the union, all of you, vote yes to say this is the contract that we want, and then this is the contract that we have moving forward. So this is you having the final say on new raises, hazard pay, and the other wins in the contract. We've been doing online voting for the last week, and today is the final day to cast your vote online. You should have received an email or a text messages from us with voting information. If you have not received your email, please call our member assistance center at 1-844-503-7348. It is the same phone number that we have been saying throughout this call. If you're unable to vote online, there will be paper voting process as well. You'll get a ballot in the mail at your home or mailing address around October 27th. You can fill it out then and mail it back to us. So thank you all so much. Make sure to check your email and your text messages to vote today. Otherwise, you can vote by mail. And have a great day.